Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi assures all help to Andhra Pradesh and Telangana following heavy rains. 26 NDRF teams being deployed for flood rescue in the two states. BJP to launch nationwide membership drive today. Bengali actors take part in overnight protests against Kolkata doctors' rape and murder. GST collections grow 10% to 1.75 lakh crore rupees in August year-on-year. And Nishad Kumar wins silver medal in men's high jump at Paris Paralympics. Preeti Pal bags bronze in women's 200-meter sprint. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured Andhra Pradesh and Telangana chief ministers of all possible help from the centre to deal with the crisis following heavy rains in their states. Officials said Mr. Modi spoke to the two chief ministers, N. Chandrababu Naidu of Andhra Pradesh and A. Revanth Reddy of Telangana, over phone in the wake of heavy rains and floods. Heavy downpour continued to lash many parts of Telangana, including Hyderabad, yesterday. The situation in Khammam, Mehboobabad and Suryapet districts of Telangana is particularly dire, as over 100 villages submerged under flood waters and many others were marooned. More details from our correspondent.
Heavy rain continued to lash several parts of Telangana, including Hyderabad. Kamareddy and Nizamabad recorded the highest rainfall of over 22 centimeters yesterday, while the situation in Khammam is particularly dire. Hundreds of people are stranded in floodwaters on hillocks, rooftops and on highways due to swollen rivulets and streams following heavy rains for the past 2 days. 9 NDRF teams have been pressed into service to assist in the rescue operations. Meanwhile, the Telangana state government declared a holiday for all primary and secondary schools in Hyderabad and several other affected districts today as a precautionary measure to ensure the safety of children. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
Unprecedented rainfall in the past 2 days in Andhra Pradesh has halted life at several places, especially in Vijayawada and vicinity, while 17,000 rain-affected people were evacuated from across the state. 26 National Disaster Response Force teams are being deployed for flood relief and rescue operations in Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. While 12 teams are already deployed in the two states, 14 more are being dispatched. Out of the 14 teams, 8 are being airlifted from various locations across the country. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 3-day visit to Maharashtra starting today. On the first day of her visit, she will attend the Golden Jubilee celebration of Sri Varna Women Cooperative Group at Kolhapur's Varna Nagar. On the second day, she will address the 21st convocation of Symbiosis International Deemed University at Pune. Along with that, she will also be present at the centenary year function of the Maharashtra Legislative Council in Mumbai. On the last day of her tour, she is scheduled to inaugurate the Budh Vihar at Latur, Udgir and will also meet the beneficiaries of the Shasan Aplayadhari and Mukhyamantri Maji Ladki Bahin Yojana. Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, is set to start its membership drive from today. The drive will be launched with Prime Minister Narendra Modi getting the certificate for the renewal of his membership from BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda. All existing members will need to renew their membership. According to BJP's constitution, membership drives are conducted afresh every 5 to 6 years. The drive will be held in various phases from today till 10th of November. The first phase of this membership drive will conclude on the 25th of September. Individuals can sign up through a missed call or on the party's website or other digital platforms. Prominent Bengali actors and other personalities from the film industry took part in the overnight protests in Kolkata demanding justice for a trainee doctor who was raped and murdered at R.G. Kar Hospital last month. At a mega rally that kicked off in the city's College Square, actors and renowned personalities including Aparna Sen, Swastika Mukherjee, Sudipta Chakraborty, Cheti Ghoshal, Sohini Sarkar and others marched along Central Avenue demanding justice for the trainee doctor. The participants, including the actors, held sit-ins and remained at the protest sites till early this morning. They demanded that a representative from the ruling Trinamool Congress or anyone from the administration meet them to address their demands for a swift investigation and arrest of those involved in the case. Uttar Pradesh government will construct a Vedic 3D museum in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's parliamentary constituency Varanasi at the main building of the Sampurna Anand Sanskrit University. The Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath made the announcement during his maiden visit to the university in Kashi yesterday. We have a report.
The museum will showcase the evolution of Vedic literature, highlighting the 16 sanskars, 64 arts and 18 vidyasthans, as well as contributions of Indian sages, and serve as a platform to revive the tradition of Shastrarth. The Chief Minister saw the rare manuscripts preserved in the historic Saraswati Bhavan, including the Ras, Panchadhyayi, Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Durga Shapshati, all inscribed with gold letters and adorned with gold artistry on special cloth. Currently, the conservation work is being carried out in the university by the National Manuscript Mission with the backing of Government of India. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condoled the passing away of senior journalist and writer Umesh Upadhyay. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the demise of senior journalist is an irreparable loss for the world of journalism. Mr. Modi expressed condolences to his family in this hour of grief. Umesh Upadhyay died after he fell from the fourth floor of an under-construction building in South Delhi's Vasant Kunj area. Police said Umesh was inspecting the renovation work of his house when he accidentally fell from the fourth floor and sustained head injury at 10:30 a.m. yesterday morning. He was taken to the hospital where he was reported dead. He was 64 years old. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back to the morning news. The goods and services tax GST collection stood at 1.75 lakh crore rupees in the month of August, reflecting a 10% increase compared to 1.59 lakh crore rupees in the same month last year. Central government collected 30,862 crore rupees, while states collected 38,411 crore rupees before adjusting for refunds. The collection of integrated GST on imports and interstate sales was reported at 93,621 crore rupees. Moreover, the gross GST revenues from domestic transactions grew 9.2% to about 1.25 lakh crore rupees. Revenues from import of goods were up 12.1% to rupees 49,976 crore rupees compared to the previous year's figures. Continuing their positive investment for the third month in a row, foreign investors pumped over 25,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets in August. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors or FPIs invested 7,320 crore rupees into equity markets and 17,960 crore rupees into the debt markets. The Department of Social Justice and Empowerment has invited inputs of stakeholders and public at large to ensure that policies and initiatives regarding LGBTQI plus community are inclusive and effective. A host of measures have been taken by the government regarding the community. Earlier, on 16th April this year, Centre had constituted a committee with Cabinet Secretary as the chairperson to examine and submit recommendations on the measures to be taken by central and state governments to safeguard the interest of the queer community. External Affairs Ministry has debunked a fake report claiming India has imposed a visa ban on six Bangladeshi student leaders. Sources in the External Affairs Ministry said no such ban has been imposed by India. Certain media outlets had earlier reported that such a ban has been imposed on six student leaders of Bangladesh. In a similar incident, the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has informed that false reports are being circulated claiming customer service representatives will be appointed under the Kaushal Bharat Kushal Bharat Yojana and an honorarium of 28,000 rupees will be given to people. The ministry further denied the claim that a registration fee of 1,350 rupees will have to be paid before appointment. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a warning for heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over western, central and southern parts of the country. The IMD said that Vidarbha region is expected to witness extremely heavy rainfall today.
IMD forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall for isolated places in coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Telangana, Karnataka, Rayalaseema, Keral and northeast states. Parts of Gujarat region, Marathwada, West Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh are also likely to witness heavy rainfall today. The weather department said that the cyclonic storm Ezna over northwest Arabian Sea moved to south-southwestwards. It is likely to continue to move further and weaken gradually into a depression. Abhishek Kapil, Akashwani, Delhi.
Now on to sports news. At the Paris Paralympics 2024, Indian athlete Nishad Kumar won a silver medal with an effort of 2.04 meter in men's high jump T47 event yesterday. On the other hand, Indian para athlete Preeti Pal secured yet another medal for India, clinching a bronze medal in the women's 200 meters T35 final. She won the medal with a personal best timing of 30.01 seconds. With this win, she became the first track and field Indian woman para athlete to win two medals at the Paralympics. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Preeti on her historic achievement. Now on the fifth day, more medals can be expected from Indian athletes across various events. We have more details from our correspondent.
As many as 5 medals are on offer in the para badminton section. Moreover, world record holder Deepti Jivanji will also be seen in action in the 400 meters T20. Tokyo gold medalist Sumit Antil will also be in spotlight as he looks to defend his gold medal in javelin throw F64 event. Furthermore, badminton may bring more glory to India today. In the men's singles SL4, Suhas Yatiraj will eye for gold medal after he defeated another Indian, Sukant Kadam, in the semi-finals. With this win, Suhas has secured his second consecutive Paralympics medal. In women's singles SU5, Tulsimati Murugesan will face China's Qi Xiaoyang for the gold medal, while Manisha will be against Denmark's Katrine Rosengren to clinch bronze medal. Meanwhile, India are currently on 27th spot in the medal tally with a total of 7 medals including 1 gold, 2 silver and 4 bronze. This is Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Sarabjeet. Most newspapers today open with details of President Draupadi Murmu's address at the valedictory event of the two-day national conference of the district judiciary. The Indian Express headline reads, Murmu wake-up call to judiciary, poor afraid of going to courts. The Tribune, quoting the president, leads with, generation passes awaiting rape case verdicts, end adjournment culture. In a bid to improve the ease of doing business, AI-powered Shram Suvidha portal likely by year-end, informs the Business Standard. On the continuing tensions between Israel and Hamas, the Asian Age, quoting the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, writes, Bibi vows to settle the score with Hamas as 6 hostages found dead. And ahead of Ganesh Chaturthi festival, the Pioneer has a colourful picture of artists at a roadside stall in New Delhi giving final touches to an idol of Lord Ganesh. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjeet.
Thank you, Shefali. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi assures all help to Andhra Pradesh and Telangana following heavy rains, 26 NDRF teams being deployed for flood rescue in the two states. BJP to launch nationwide membership drive today. Bengali actors take part in overnight protests against Kolkata doctors' rape and murder. GST collections grow 10% to 1.75 lakh crore rupees in August year on year. And Nishad Kumar wins silver medal in men's high jump at Paris Paralympics. Preeti Pal bags bronze in women's 200 meter sprint. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.